Blog Talk Radio.
For your mercy, what a prayer. I can hear it in your voice. Something that I till I reach my destiny, and I reach the beauty of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so. Of the goodness of God. I love your grace. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father.
Has joined.
I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Yes, for all my life you have been faithful. Oh, yes, you have. For all my life you have been so.
Beautiful song. Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
All right, Pastor. Praise God, and thank you for that song. Amen, amen. Your goodness is running after me, and I am so thankful. Amen, amen. So the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. And I'll be reading it from the Message Bible. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen, amen.
That was from the King James?
From the King James. Amen.
Thank you.
I'm not sure who is on. Is Evangelist Ursula on this morning? Okay. And I'll go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you for another opportunity that we can come together and study the word, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless each and every one, Father God, that is able to join us today, Father God. Be with all those who ask us to keep them in prayer. Be with all the bereaved families, Father God, and be with those who are going through, Father God. Lord, you said in your word, you will keep thee. Stayed on thee. So, Father God, just bless each and every one that they will draw closer to you, Father God. Lord, we're thanking you for your traveling mercies. We're thanking you for keeping us all safe, keeping us from danger, seen and unseen, Father God. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless our pastor and his family, and we ask that you will be with the entire Beasley family. And be with all those who have asked us to keep them in prayer. We're still praying for Mr. Dorch, Father God, and all others that have asked us to keep them lifted in prayer. You know what they're going through, Father God. But we know you're a way maker out of no way. We ask that you continue to be with our pastor as he brings this word so that we can understand it. And then help us to receive it in the lining of our hearts. We bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against any of us on this broadcast, any of us that might be going through. Because the Word of God tells us, those of us who love you, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Father God, bless each and every one. In the name of Christ Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Are you able to do the review, Pastor?
Well, I can start it off, Pastor.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. Evangelist Ursula, that number to the sister station, I'm not sure she got it. I'm not sure who has it. But anyway, we're here to do God's will, and that is to preach the gospel. We've been talking about developing a godly thinking, and we've been teaching from the book of Hebrews. One of the things that we taught this week is from Hebrews 1. We'll just start there. We just go over some of these scriptures, and Hebrews 1, y'all bear with me here. I'm doing a whole lot of stuff this morning. Y'all have no idea. But,
praise God.
But you were able to dial in on the sister station number, right, Pastor?
Yes, okay. Pastor.
Okay. Because I dialed in on the word at noon and gave, so anybody come in, they'll be able to just say something. It's just be open, so they'll be able to say something.
Praise God.
Yeah, so I'm talking from the word at noon, okay?
Amen.
The first chapter And the first three verses reads like this. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the Father by the prophets, having these last days spoken unto us by his Son, who he had appointed heir of all things, by who also he made the worlds, whom being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, going through a long line of prophets, God has been addressing our ancestor in different ways for centuries. Recently, he spoke to us directly through his Son. By his Son, God created the world in the beginning, and it will all belong to the Son at the end. This Son perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature. He holds everything together by what he says. Powerful words. After he finished the sacrifice for sin, the Son took his honored place high in the heavens, right alongside God, far higher than any angel in rank and rule. Amen.
Well, the book of Hebrews began by emphasizing, and oh, by the way, thank you so much for that, Pastor. The book of Hebrews began by emphasizing that the old Judaism and the new Christianity and both religions revealed by God. So when we read the first chapter, the first through the third verse, just bear that in mind, because the theme of the book of Hebrews was real important. And one of the things that we talked about is how much greater Christ is than angels. See, in the Old Testament, angels visit them. And they could go by that angel's word. They could do that. I could show you a lot of scriptures. But I like for people to do some of their research. I ain't going to tell you everything, so do some of it on your own. Christ is greater than Moses.
Amen.
Christ is greater than the Old Testament priesthood. So that's what we want, new priests now. Our priest, according to the scripture, I think it was, I want to say Hebrews 8:1. Pastor, she hit on it one day. Because we have this new covenant, and we have a greater high priest who have gone into the heavens. We referenced to that a little bit. I think it was, I want to say the 8th chapter. We dealt with, well, let's read maybe from the 8th chapter, first through the 3rd verse, 4th verse. Let me get over here and see what's going on. You remember reading that this week, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. We did.
I think it was, well, we read the first 5 verses. And in this, you'll see that this is a new order, brothers and sisters. We're no longer necessarily listening to angels for a message from God or Moses' law. We're no longer living by that. We're no longer living by the great Old Testament priesthood or prophets, as it were. We're on a better and a greater, because we have a new covenant which is greater than the old covenant. And until you understand covenant talk, you may not understand this, But in the old covenant, you had a physical sanctuary. In the new covenant, you got a spiritual sanctuary. So when you go to Hebrews 8, 1 through 3, you'll see this. Now, of these things which we have spoken, this is the psalm. We have such a high priest. See, we still got a high priest, but listen at the new one. A high priest who is sit on the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heaven. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Right? Every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifice. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man, having somewhat also to offer, for if we were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. To the fifth verse, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, said he that thou makest things, wait a minute, brothers and sisters, see that you make all things, I had it, lost it, but let me go back to the beginning of the fifth verse. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, said he, that thou makest all things according to the pattern shown to thee in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. In the message, God, we have just such a high priest, authority, right alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary built by God. The assigned task of a high priest is to offer both gifts and sacrifices, and it's no different with the priesthood of Jesus. If he were limited to earth, he wouldn't even be a priest. We wouldn't need him, since there are plenty of priests who offer the gifts designated in the law. These priests provide only a hint of what goes on in the true sanctuary of heaven, which Moses caught a glimpse of as he was about to set up the tent shrine. It was then that God said, be careful to do it exactly as you saw it on the mountain. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, so there's a lot of similarity here, but I want to point out a couple crucial things here. One of them is that Moses don't want you to do it your way. What you're going to do is what you see, so that when it comes to fruition, they'll always already see what's going to go on in heaven. So Moses was required to put the brakes on it, design it, model it, create it, make it according to what you see while you're back here on the backside of the mountain. And he showed him everything that was in the temple, the one in heaven. That's the one we're dealing with right now. It's just a spiritual one. So what Moses got a copy of is what Christ is offering now in this eighth chapter. Please hear this, brothers and sisters. When he says Christ is a minister of the sanctuary and of a true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not man or not Moses or not any of these other people. He said the one. But every high priest was ordained to offer gifts. See, that's the other thing. In his, in the earthly high priest, when you think about it, Jesus, according to under the old Jewish system, the priests were chosen only from the Levite, and the sacrifice were offered daily on the altar for forgiveness of sin, according to Hebrews 7 and 12. Or you can read Proverbs 7 through 12, 34. Read Hebrews 7, verses 12 through 14. But for those that are doing research, so the system would not have allowed Jesus to be a priest. Now, I want y'all to catch that. If they were still going by the system, Christ could never be the high priest he is, because he was from the tribe of Judah. Boy, I wish everybody get a hold of that. But his perfect sacrifice ended all the need for further priests and sacrifice. We don't need another priest. We don't need another sacrifice. And you got to know that this is what they did. They honored that priest. Now, there's Catholics right now still thinking they got to hear from God through the Pope.
Have mercy.
Seriously, I know y'all thinking I'm just putting, but I'm telling you, do your research. There are people practicing right now. Hey, the priest is the closest thing to God on planet Earth, and they missed it. The Bible says, in these last days, catch that again.
Yeah.
And these are the last days, brothers and sisters. You like it or not, these are the last days. Now, there was a time that God would have spoke to these people, but in these last days, he has spoken unto us by his Son, who have appointed heir over all things, not a priest, not a bishop, not a pastor. Not. He speaks to us through Christ, man. This is the pattern we're going by now. He made these words.
Say that.
He is the brightness of God's glory. That's what he is. He is the express image of God's person. And everything is helped by the word of God, which you got to, if you want to, let me back up for a minute. Let me show that. If you wanted to see what God looked like, look no further than Christ, okay? That was what God would look like. That's what God would act like. He's the Bible says he's the exact likeness. So you don't need, see, Moses couldn't even see this stuff. He wasn't allowed to. And God holding all things together by his word. Well, I could tell you he's upholding all things together, but it's the same thing. He's holding everything together based on his word. That's how things are being held together.
Yeah.
So, but that was one little thing I was going to point out. The true tabernacle, you got to say that several times. And if you miss it, we're talking about the true church. The true church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if you listen to a lot of preachers, they will try to put this when you leave here. They're in error, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tell you that the true tabernacle is established in heaven. Yeah, that's right. But they're going to tell you you can't participate in that until after you leave their church. Let me just put it the way it is. They ain't finna put this church over their church. They ain't gonna do it. Like it or not, they're not going to do that. Because then people gonna be like, they were in the 10th chapter. Well, why do we need to come up here? Why we need to come to Jerusalem now? If Christ is the sacrifice, why we need to be up here with a sacrifice? So they stopped coming. And so the Spirit said, well, you still need to fellowship. So don't fail to assemble yourself together as a man of some doing. I know you don't need to come up here. You don't need to bring no animal. You don't need to go to the priest, because Christ is all of that. But you need to fellowship one to another as it draw nigh or near to the coming of Christ. Still need that. Still need to fellowship one with another. It's no different than what Christ taught. He taught when they go out two by two. He sent them out like that. So they could fellowship. He didn't mean for nobody to be out there by themselves.
All right. Say that.
It was never designed for you to stay alone. It was never designed for us to be alone. Always been a thing where God wanted us to have company and be with somebody and have somebody and people of like mind. God always wanted that.
Yes, amen.
He designed that. And that's the way the kingdom of God is set up. But we were talking about, you know, we have to develop that. It's a thing you have to start developing the way God thinks. And in order to do that, I think we read Philippians 4 through 9, and I'm going to turn it back in the hands of Pastor. But in Philippians 4, y'all bear with me here. I think I said Philippians 4 through 9, it's what we read the other day. I'm just going over a couple of scriptures, and anybody like to share anything, you do that. But in Philippians 4 through 9, it reads like this: rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice in the Lord. Be careful for nothing. And I jumped ahead. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be made known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. He's right here. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Be careful for nothing. But in all things, by prayer and supplication and thanking, let your requests be made known unto God. To the next verse. And that God, which passes, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Hallelujah. To the ninth verse.
Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Message Bible. Celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in him. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you're on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them see the Master is about to arrive. He could show up minute. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displays worry at the center of your life. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, acceptable, pathetic, telling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me and what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmony. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. What a beautiful scripture. Amen. You know, as Pastor teaches the word, it just, you know, we just have to have that mindset to hear the Holy Spirit teaching it through him, and how the Spirit will open up our hearts to receive this word. Because like it says, like the King James says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. So no matter what we're going through, we are to rejoice. That fifth verse said, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. What a powerful word. That 8th verse says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. I'm reminded that we can cast all our cares on him. Amen. Because he cares for us. And as our lesson is developing the godly thinking, we have to do that. And the way we do that, the more word we get, the more we're able to have that godly way of thinking. You won't be so quick to look at your brother or your sister and put them down. You'll be able to look at them and see the good in them, because that's what we have to do. Amen. Help them along the way. Nourish them the way we're being nourished through the word of God. And I like to read that also out of God's word. We read it out of the Message Bible. So Philippians 4:4-9, it says, it has a subtitle, says, always be joyful. It says, always be joyful in the Lord. I'll say it again, be joyful. Let everyone know how considerate you are. The Lord is near. Never worry about anything. But in every situation, let God know what you need in prayers and requests while giving thanks. Then God's peace, which goes beyond anything we can imagine, will guard your thoughts and emotions through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, keep your thoughts on whatever is right or deserves praise. Things that are true, honorable, fair, pure, acceptable, or commendable. Practice what you've learned and receive from me what you heard and saw me do. Then the God who gives this peace will be with you. Amen. And how do we learn this? We learn this through the Word of God. Amen. Through studying His Word, through meditating on His Word. Amen, amen. So is there anyone else that has something that they would like to share with us on today pertaining to our lesson? Praise God. We're talking about developing godly thinking. So we have to have Christ's mind. We have to have that mind. Amen. So when Pastor was sharing with us in Hebrews, the 8th chapter, that 6th verse tells us, Hebrews 8 and verse 6 says, but now has he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Amen. So remember in verse 2 says that a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. And so that's our high priest, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. So you see, he's doing a new thing now. Verse 10 says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Amen. That 13th verse says, and in that he setteth a new covenant he hath made the first old, now that which is decayed and waxed old is ready to vanish away. So that old way is done away with because he's doing a new thing now. And so we have to come out of the old way. I heard Pastor say not too long ago about us being together. You know, we have to come together, be on one accord. And I know that, because I was taught as well, you know, you assemble yourselves together in a building. But we are assembled together right here. We are together learning God's Word, studying God's Word together. Amen. And so this is the new that the Lord wants us to do. You know, he wants us to learn that Word, learn more of him. Amen. Don't be distracted. Don't be off track. Don't lose sight of the new covenant that he's doing and the new way he's doing in each and every one of us. And so that's why it tells us over there in Philippians we should rejoice. Amen. Not worry. Amen. So that was just some of the scriptures that Pastor had shared with us. Also, we had read Romans 12, verses 10 through 21. And the key verse in that set of scriptures was 12:19, which tells us don't be wise in our own eyes. Honor those who are newly in Christ. So we are to honor one another, respect one another, show hospitality one to another, forgive one another, also recognize others also. Amen. Pastor was sharing in Isaiah 63 and verse 4 about the vengeance, you know. Vengeance is the Lord's. So we need not take matters into our hands. You know, we have to be more prayerful when things come about that we have no control over. So that was just some of the scriptures. Let's see, what else did we go over? We had from reading my writing right, it looked like Mark 11:22-25. This is where to speak God's word, embrace God's son. Amen. Let us first go to Mark and read that. I believe that's Mark 11:22-25. Mark 11. That's why we have to set aside time to be in God's word so he can speak to our hearts. And he will speak to you. Amen. So Mark 11:22-25. And I'll be reading from King James. It said, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said it shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, ye have fought against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you and your trespasses. Amen. And that is the key. Because you know that 26th verse says, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses.
Amen. Amen. I'm back for a minute, Pastor. Only for a hot minute. I do want to comment on that. You said that, you know, because God showed me something. He says, you know, you only forgive half. Only God can forgive half. He can only forgive what you forgive. I want you to listen to this.
Amen.
If you're not willing to forgive all, why should God be willing to forgive you? And just for those that may not know it, don't expect God to forgive you if you won't forgive a person. You got people right now, God said forgive them total. Total. No half, no 50, 50, 60, or 40. Well, I'll do it until you make it up. No, because then you're asking God to do the same for you.
Mm-hmm.
You may not believe this, but I'm telling you, this is a principle. It's how God works. He said, now, if you'll forgive, I'll forgive you. But I can't forgive you until you forgive. See, God is obligated to forgive you until you forgive. Now, if all you're going to forgive is, say, 50%, how much should God forgive you?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Think of it like that. If God only forgave, if you're only going to forgive 50%, why should God forgive you the 100%? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Did that make sense? Okay. Yeah. See? I'm so happy that you all praying for me and everything. My daughter from Ohio is here. Chessie, some of y'all know her, some of you don't. But we've been having a great time. She got in last night. Thank God she did manage to arrive safely after going through four different planes. But I thank God and thank you all for y'all's prayers. I wanted to make mention of that. And I meant to make mention of that earlier before I got off. But I still had a few more minutes. So, and I thank you, Pastor, for handling it this week. Also, don't forget to mention the sister station number to call in. And those that don't have it, text me and I'll give it to you. But if you will, Pastor, make sure you mention that before we go off the broadcast today. And thank you again for stepping in, helping me out. Meanwhile, y'all stay blessed. We'll see y'all tomorrow, next day. But definitely, Pastor's going to be conducting the broadcast. Just call in on that number.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. And thank you, Pastor, for letting us know your daughter arrived safely. And we're praying y'all have a blessed and awesome time together. Amen. I'm going to give out that number to our sister station, which we'll be using this upcoming week. That number is 216-799-0090. That's 216-799-0090. And the access code is 680-1309. The access code again, 680-1309. Amen, amen. So is there anyone else that like to say anything before we close out? Praise God. All right. I'm just going to read those scriptures from the Message Bible. And that's Mark 11, 25. Oh, I'm so sorry. 22 through 25. Jesus was matter of fact. Embrace this guideline, really embrace it, and nothing will be too much for you. This mountain, for instance, just say, go jump in the lake. No shuffling or shilly-shackling. It is as good as done. That's why I urge you to pray for absolutely everything, ranging from small to large. Include everything as you embrace this guideline, and you'll get God's everything. And when you assume the position, and when you assume the posture of prayer, remember that it's not all asking. If you have anything against someone, forgive. Only then will your Heavenly Father be included or be inclined to also wipe away or wipe your slate clean of sin. Let me read that again. Only then will your Heavenly Father be inclined to also wipe your slate clean of sin. Amen. So you know what that's saying? When we forgive others, God forgives us. And he wipes away all of our sins, which he did that when he went to the cross. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I just want to thank Pastor for joining us today. We know he has a busy, going to have busy schedule this week. So we just thank him for taking the time also to be with us today. So is there anyone else All right. Well, we're going to close out, and we want to thank each and everyone for being with us, and we'll see everybody tomorrow on the sister station for the Word at Noon. God bless.
Your line has been disconnected by the moderator. Goodbye.